regardless of activity level prior to a car accident. If injured temporarily or permanently, it will normally decrease. Sometimes this means weight gain, weight loss, bodily feature changes, or other side effects from injury. What is the total impact, and how can you cope with bodily changes? Thank you for joining me, Estra, this October 12, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is Estra, pronounced Estra. So go to Estra's Blog Tips on Blogger for a listing of all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and community from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a traffic collision. Today's topic will be on you and your body after a car accident. It is important to recognize the total you is all aspects of your being. Through experiences, self-love is critical to care, understanding, and motivator to stay successful on your journey. All inputs into life are lessons to learn. A new appreciation of where you've been and what the future holds can be greeted with optimism. One cannot see the future, but there is always hope. Also in today's program is personal injury in the news, providing comments on events or holidays of the coming week. My commentary on you and your body after a car accident, and last but not least, discussions on articles related to our topic. In today's society, fortunes have been built on the beauty of people. Therefore, from a values perspective, some individuals are conditioned to value only what is seen. But what does this really mean? Does it mean that the other qualities such as kindness, love, wit, maturity, responsibility, emotional and financial stability are not as important? Now, after a car accident, how are you valuing your body? In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on you and your body after a car accident. Again, that's 718-766-4385. The after show number has changed. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave a comment. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Other notable mentions this week is the U.S. government shutdown. Are you confused by the reason for it? Experiencing losses of resources due to it? And already worrying about what will happen next? Is this how our government should be run? Make sure to call representatives and let them know how political games affect real people doing their jobs, their families, companies, and those sick and injured in a car accident. Please vote in 214. Send them a message that no matter how much money is spent on campaigns, it is your vote that counts, which places them in office and can also remove them from not doing their job. When citizens act in response to the behavior of their government, change comes. Make it for jobs, homes, food, and stability of individuals. It really is about respect and dignity for all and not a few. This week, 8 congressmen stood with the people for immigration reform and were arrested. Thanks for supporting constituents. We need more representatives like you. Other notable mentions is Obamacare continues to enroll citizens. Compare Obamacare and Medicare Advantage packages and select the one that best fits your needs. All citizens should have the opportunity of receiving health care. People are seriously evaluating their options and millions, I'll repeat, millions are choosing the Affordable Care Act, which is known as Obamacare. Content of healthcare plans provides straightforward benefits that are easy to understand. Our third notable mention is Columbus Day in the U.S., which is October 14, 2013. Christopher Columbus has been known for the discovery of America, yet these lands had already been occupied by natives in this land. Therefore, the thoughts surrounding this holiday have been changing in recent generations. We must always ensure that what is written in history is historically accurate. Our last notable mention is Thanksgiving in Canada on October 14, 2013, which is a time to think on things one and country is thankful for. Thinking on the good experiences in life and being appreciative helps to remember the gifts given specifically to you. Now, our personal injury section for the week. Most people are a single benefit or paycheck away from disaster. When a furlough happens and money stops rolling in, a traffic collision is something which could throw a family into abject poverty. How much compassion will lenders have if you cannot pay your bill? Will there be a bailout like the one for AIG? Or will individuals and families fall on hard times that rival the Depression of the 30s? One thing is for sure, a car accident can happen at any time and can be a difficult experience. When resources have dried up, unable to pay the basic necessities, including medication, the harm Congress is doing due to their failure to fund government may be long-lasting for people. These are citizens one will never hear about. If this is you, do not suffer in silence. Give them a call and mention on Twitter at Esther's Radio Show. This is a time to speak out on issues affecting your life because of their actions. With over 7,000 accidents this week, some furloughed families may have been affected. Some families with no insurance may not be getting the care they need. And worst of all, in my opinion, some are dealing with insurance companies or employers who may be delaying, denying, harassing, and intimidating those who file an insurance claim. Our government needs to take up the issues that affect so many Americans. It starts with placing accident victims on a balanced playing field with insurance companies and employers so injured can get through the process fairly. In 2014, vote in people who will protect the care and interests of the people injured in car accidents and not jeopardize our entire country for the interest of a few that have shown their priorities to be personal investments. Now it's time for Things You Should Know After a Car Accident. This is a new section to our program and highlights things perhaps encountered after a traffic collision. A greater understanding of what is going on in your body, the better opportunity to help in the healing. Love your body means loving yourself. It is unique to you in every way. It's what you think about it and how you treat it that really matters. To provide more information, I wanted to share an article I found this week. This article is by the National Institute of General Medicine Sciences. A link is out on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra. Quote, what kinds of trauma research does the National Institute of General Medical Sciences support? They sponsor basic and clinical research to improve understanding of biological processes that occur after traumatic injury, bring basic scientific observation and principles into the clinical arena, and foster interaction and communication within institutions throughout the trauma community. The research is ultimately aimed at reducing or preventing complications after a traumatic injury. I will be pointing out sections in the article that caught my attention. And it's actually a trauma fact sheet. Some of the items starts out by defining what is physical trauma. Physical trauma is a serious injury to the body. Blunt force trauma occurs when the body is struck with an object or force causing concussions, lacerations, or fractures. Penetrating traumas occur when an object pierces the skin or body, usually creating an open wound. Trauma also results from controlled injury, such as caused by surgery. Physical trauma is an emotional or physical or psychological injury, usually resulting from an extremely stressful or life-threatening situation. It says, how many people die from physical trauma each year in the United States? According to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, unintentional injury kills more people between the ages of 1 and 44 than any disease or illness. I'll repeat that. Unintentional injury kills more people between the ages of 1 and 44 than any other disease or illness. More years of potential life are lost due to injury than to heart disease or cancer. The next question they have, it says, what is the prognosis for severely injured people? People with major injuries have a better chance of survival today than any time in the past. Yet trauma patients still face the risk of death from shock, which is caused by massive blood loss, infection, multiple organ dysfunction syndrome, acute respiratory distress syndrome, or sepsis. How can basic research improve care for trauma patients? Research on bodily physiological response to trauma led to advances in fluid resuscitation, wound cleaning, infection control, and nutritional support. As a result, survival rates increased dramatically along with health functioning and quality of life of survivors. And that's what it's really all about, isn't it? Is actually coming back from a very difficult situation. That will actually help. We should all be grateful for the work that's done in the health industry. It really is life-changing for many people. Okay, I'll do this last section and then you can go out and take a look. It says, what are the researchers learning about the body's response to major trauma? Researching is revealing that inflammation plays a critical and complex role following injury. It is also necessary for healing, but also linked to many life-threatening complications. Geometric studies have shown that severe injury alters the activity levels of large numbers of genes. A close analysis of these changes could help scientists better understand the body's immediate and long-term responses to trauma and might point to new treatment strategies. The main purpose for creating this section is to actually introduce you to research or information that you typically don't come across. The discovery of new connections between the brain and the inflammatory system throughout the body is leading to new exciting therapeutic possibilities, including stimulation of the vagus nerve to control systemic inflammation. Investigators have learned that internal organs often suffer damage after a critical injury. This is because when faced with a life-threatening injury, the body will redirect blood to try to save the brain and heart. This may rob intestines and lungs of oxygen and other vital blood-borne substances. Researchers and clinicians are increasingly gathering to share information on new approaches to treat severely injured patients, changing clinical practice and health policy. Well, I recommend going out and taking a look at that because it's just amazing what they're talking about and the things that they're doing. And I just think we're all thankful that there are people, there's a segment of our society that is interested in helping people and getting them better, learning new things about life and how it works. I guess there's a couple more I'm just going to have to throw in here. And this one is on, what is on the horizon for traumatic research? And it says, quote, currently doctors cannot predict how individual trauma patients will fare based solely on the type and severity of their injuries. Researchers hope to identify specific genes or proteins that could serve as markers to better predict outcomes and guide doctors to the best course of treatment for each patient. That's fantastic. And then laboratory-grown cells and other advances in wound treatment promise to speed the healing of damaged tissue and may enable a greater return to function and less scarring. Wouldn't that be nice? And then the last paragraph here, it says, continued testing of experimental approaches will bring new treatments leading to further declines in death rates from traumatic injuries and reduce severity of complications, end quote. And this is why we need to have Congress to stop cutting the funding. If they want to cut the funding, why don't they cut some of the defense contracts and subsidies to big oil, who certainly doesn't need them. Be sure to visit Estra's blog tips on Blogger and participate on accident surveys to help share your experiences. This is really about you. Now for my commentary on you and your body after a car accident. An unexpected bodily injury can boggle the mind. The alarm sounding inside might bring everything from head to toe to alert, causing heart palpitations with a mind screaming and looking for the next exit sign. Fortunately, healthcare professionals are usually available to those seeking relief. In fact, healthcare professionals likely have seen what you are experiencing before. Yet, this is very new to your body and mind, and perhaps the body does not know how to process information received in a car accident. Not all bodies react the same or provide the same signs. Thankfully, medical community is good at diagnosing most injuries. However, there is still a great deal of discoveries awaiting for them. We must thank the medical industry for how far we've come and their continued research into understanding injuries we do not. Congress must stop defunding programs which push these answers further into the future and allow our country to continue to be first in the world for new inventions. All of us working together bring rise to new technologies that bring answers to pain and suffering for millions of people. After being injured in a car accident, body composition may change due to loss of limbs, weight gain or loss, replacements, medical conditions. This list is endless. However, the core qualities and personality traits have not changed. The same heart beats in most cases, and if a new one, there will soon be a mind and heart meld, which may restore you back to whom you've always been. There is no doubt about it. You are special, unique, and bring value to our world. Regardless of the transition your body has made, love your body, and it will love you back. Respect it, and it will respect you. Your perspective of you decides how it looks and feels. Yes, the pain and suffering may or may not go away, and it may have been transformed because of what you've been through. Life is constantly changing, and it will continue to change, and you must do the same. Self-acceptance and self-love brings its own healing. Other people will accept you if you accept you. Will some people be mean because of their perceptions? Maybe. Life has a way of bringing it back to them. Yet, this is nothing you need to internalize. Everyone has a skill set and a body set. It is the whole package which decides where you go from here. It's really up to you. And that's why we're here today, talking about you with me. As I've always said, you are the most important person in this equation. Therefore, realize we are all on a journey that has lessons we all need to learn in order to get to the next level. Decide where you want to take your body and work within your abilities and injuries. Take it slow, take your time, realize you will get there. And if you need help, cosmetics today has come a long way. Focus on the things important to you, but regardless of where you are at this moment, it can be a beautiful place if you allow it to be. Take care of your body. Now for my commentary on you and your body after a car accident. An unexpected bodily injury can boggle the mind. The alarm sounding inside might bring everything from head to toe to alert, causing heart palpitations with a mind screaming and looking for the next exit sign. Fortunately, healthcare professionals are usually available to those seeking relief. In fact, healthcare professionals likely have seen what you are experiencing before. Yet, this is very new to your body and mind, and perhaps the body does not know how to process information received in a car accident. Not all bodies react the same or provide the same signs. Thankfully, medical community is good at diagnosing most injuries. However, there is still a great deal of discoveries awaiting for them. We must thank the medical industry for how far we've come and their continued research into understanding injuries we do not. Congress must stop defunding programs which push these answers further into the future and allow our country to continue to be first in the world for new inventions. All of us working together bring rise to new technologies that bring answers to pain and suffering for millions of people. After being injured in a car accident, body composition may change due to loss of limbs, weight gain or loss, replacements, medical conditions. This list is endless. However, the core qualities and personality traits have not changed. The same heart beats in most cases, and if a new one, there will soon be a mind and heart meld, which restores you back to whom you've always been. There is no doubt about it. You are special, unique, and bring value to our world. Regardless of the transition your body has made, love your body, and it will love you back. Respect it, and it will respect you. Your perspective of you decides how it looks and feels. Yes, the pain and suffering may or may not go away, and it may have been transformed because of what you've been through. Life is constantly changing, and it will continue to change, and you must do the same. Self-acceptance and self-love brings its own healing. Other people will accept you if you accept you. Will some people be mean because of their perceptions? Maybe. Life has a way of bringing it back to them. Yet, this is nothing you need to internalize. Everyone has a skill set and a body set. It is the whole package which decides where you go from here. It's really up to you. And that's why we're here today talking about you with me. As I've always said, you are the most important person in this equation. Therefore, realize we are all on a journey. A journey that has lessons we all need to learn in order to get to the next level. Decide where you want to take your body and work within your abilities and injuries. Take it slow, take your time, realize you will get there. And if you need help, cosmetics today has come a long way. Focus on the things important to you, but regardless of where you are at this moment, it can be a beautiful place if you allow it to be. Take care of your body. Body compositions change throughout our lives. Our bodies will respond to aging, which is the normal course, injury, sickness, or disease. No matter what happens to you, love your body. It's what takes you through this life journey. Help it to maintain good health, and in those times where you're not doing much to keep it up into tip-top shape, try not to do it any harm. Remember, to self-care and self-love is one of the best things you can do to keep your body in good working condition. 214 Car Accident Weekly Planners are currently available. Make sure to stop by Estra's Blog Tips on Blogger anytime during the year if involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book Car Accident by Estra and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. Thanks for being a part of the show today. Remember to like us on Talking About You with Estra on Facebook while looking at today's links. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InnetArchives.org, Forrest M., Willie Icebound, Monaco, Songs I Think, the Guitar Instrumental, Carmen Run, and Cabals. You and Daily Planning While Injured is our next week's show. So make sure to stop by next Saturday again at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. And also visit Estra's YouTube, user Estra's blog, every Wednesday for videos.